Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning from Gillette Stadium in Foxborough, Massachusetts, and a Patriots Monday after an absolute beatdown of the Carolina Panthers, 42-13, the final yesterday. And that, Wiggy, is what a Mike Vrabel coached football team is supposed to look like. Finally.
Yeah. Yeah, that to me was an unbelievable game all around, other than the first drive. The possession that the Carolina Panthers had after that, it was all New England, and everybody contributed in some way.
The most important part was that there were no turnovers. And I'm going to be interested to ask Mike Vrabel what changed in practice, if anything. What did they do different in practice, if anything, to ensure that that would happen? Because is that just against a Panthers defense that's not that good? Or did they turn a corner to figure it out?
Well, that's going to be the argument, is that big whoop, it's the it's the Carolina Panthers.
Love a good big whoop.
A big whoop. Yeah. Who cares?
The only bright spot for the Panthers was their head coach looks felt. Everything else, what a tight shirt he had.
Dave Canales, smoke show.
Right. Well, Shime, good to hear from you. You came up a lot yesterday at Lincoln.
Awesome.
And
thanks.
At Fenway Park, according to Ken Laird, that the press box was flummoxed by the news that Shime was a furry.
I mean, it has everybody buzzing in New England.
Right.
Who cares about that kind of
thing? It wasn't just the Prosecco that was buzzing.
No,
that game was the first time in a very long time where I sat back and was like, oh, this is relaxing. It's an enjoyable watch. There was no doubt.
Chime, take a victory lap. Great performance by your boy yesterday.
Another very efficient performance. He didn't have to be flashy. It didn't have to be special. He was just efficient again. And I think that's kind of the thing with him, right, is in those games, like the two wins, he has been almost perfectly efficient, completing an insane percentage of his passes. I mean, he's completing like 75% of his passes this year, which is a number I didn't think he'd come anywhere close to after seeing him in 10 games last year. Like, I'm very happy with the way he performed yesterday. I think he was very smart with the ball, really didn't make any bad decisions. And, like, you know, every quarterback on the planet is going to make one or two kind of like crappy throws into the ground, and he had two of those. I mean, he only had three incompletions. Great job by him yesterday.
I'm not going to buy into the Carolina Panthers thing, oh, you played the Panthers, because I watched plenty of football yesterday, and there's no team, I don't care, in the AFC or the NFC that stands out like, okay, this is the team. Week in and week out, it seems like anybody can get beat. I don't care who you are. The only teams that I look at and I go, okay, they have shown like they've been down and they were able to come back and win is Philadelphia, and Buffalo has shown like they're a team that can, even though they played a close game in New Orleans, they won. But other than that, I'm not concerned with any other team in the AFC.
Yeah, I mean, you get one this week. So you get Buffalo is 4-0, and certainly. But you're right. I mean, I watching that Chiefs game yesterday, certainly Patrick Mahomes looked more like Patrick Mahomes than he has. But
Baltimore didn't look like they would, my Super Bowl favorite.
Yeah, yeah, I know.
Their defense sucked.
It's so bad.
Their offense may get worse and worse.
Right. And I want to give one little credit, too, because Drake May, historic. Yesterday, he became the first player under the age of 24 with at least two touchdown passes, a completion percentage of 75 or higher, in three consecutive games with a minimum of 15 pass attempts per game.
That's the franchise right there.
I mean,
that's your franchise.
I thought Josh pretty good game by the offensive coordinator.
Yeah. Sean, what did you make of the play calling yesterday?
It was really good at times and then pretty good at other times. Like, it was a solid day for Josh McDaniels, I thought. Okay. Especially that one drive. What was that? That first actual touchdown drive that they had. I thought that was masterful play calling is the way I would say it.
You like the jet sweep and then the fake jet sweeps and all that?
I thought, like, Wiggy, on that drive, you finally saw movement. Like, you saw motion before the snap. And then, shocker, in the red zone, you boot Drake May. What a revelation. He gives him an option to throw or take it in himself, and he took it in himself for an easy touchdown. Like, that to me was exactly how you should run this Patriots offense.
I also don't think that Shime's giving Drake May enough credit, because you just bring up the in the last 3 weeks, the two wins. Like, you got to look at him against Pittsburgh. His completion percentage was pretty good then, too. Mm-hmm. And then you look at Pittsburgh's defense yesterday in Dublin. They're a tough defense, I thought. Like, they were getting after the quarterback left, right, and center all day, all morning yesterday.
Right.
And so you have to consider that game as well, even though it was a loss. Like, Drake May is performing really, really, really well.
Yeah, he's doing a good job. I think he's doing everything that you're asking him to do. Shime's right. You're putting him in a position where he can utilize his legs, especially in the red zone, whether it's off bootlegs or nakeds or things like that, where he has a two-way go if no one's there, tuck in and run. I just think, like, you know, the parity now in the NFL is, I think is
more than ever.
Yeah, it's so pretty cool.
So it's really from your perspective, it as Curtis said, it hasn't been like this. There hasn't been this much parity in a while.
No, I mean, think about it. Like,
look at the Panthers. They shut out the Falcons last week.
Right.
They give up 42 points this week. The Falcons, who were shut out by the Panthers, win this week. Like, there's really no rhyme or reason, it seems, through four games.
And I'm going to ask Vrabel that. Like, when I played, it was New England dominated the AFC. Like, it was really difficult to be able to beat New England, and you knew every year that was the team that it was going to be hard to beat them. When you look at this AFC, and I'll just keep it in the AFC because that's where New England is, what team scares you and says, that team is going to be, even if we play our best game, we're not going to be able to beat them?
If Buffalo plays,
I would have said Buffalo.
If Buffalo plays well this weekend, I don't think the Patriots could win.
But see, the thing is, they have to play well, right? Where New England could roll the ball out there before, not play well, and you're going to lose. Where I think when you look at Buffalo and you look at this team, if you're able to slow down that offense, which doesn't have like a ton of offensive, like, firepower and weapons at the wide receiver position, you could beat that Buffalo Bills team. Where
Twitch chat is already telling you to slow down. You got to pump the brakes.
I'm not saying New England's going to beat them. I'm just saying, when I look at the AFC, Buffalo is not what New England used to be, or they're not even, in my opinion, what KC was a few years ago when they had complete dominance of the AFC. I think they're a good team. I think they're the best. Don't get it wrong. I think they're the best team in the AFC. But they're not, like, miles ahead of everybody else. They have, you know, probably the best player in Josh Allen, but their team is not miles ahead of everybody. Like, they don't have a great coach. Their defense can be hit or miss at times. So I think that's what I'm saying when I look at the AFC, that you sit here and you go, all right, we have a chance, maybe not to win a Super Bowl.
And you're saying Josh Allen, best player in the AFC, not Patrick Mahomes, best player in the AFC.
I would say Josh Allen right now, and, you know, maybe Lamar's nipping at his heels. But, yeah, I mean, Patrick Mahomes is the face of the NFL, but Josh Allen is obviously playing the best right now.
Through four games, Drake May's having a better season than Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
So, I mean, and Josh Allen to me is at the peak of his power. He's the MVP this year, just like he was last year. And if the Bills play well, the Patriots will lose. But I do, Shime, would love the anytime touchdown odds for Steph Diggs, because they're going to get him a touchdown Sunday night in Buffalo.
Yeah.
Just book it.
100-yard game for him yesterday and a couple key moments. And so maybe the
two of them are finding their rhythm, whatever.
Weird answer from him after the game, though. When they asked about how comfortable he is in the offense, he said he's a 5 out of 10. So I'll be interested to know from Mike Vrabel, like, what is that? Is that just how he's playing with his teammates, his comfortability with Drake May, or is it just how he's feeling coming back from injury? He's still not at a 10 yet.
Uh-huh.
But, because Drake was asked about Steph, he said it's nice to see him getting more and more comfortable, which I thought was interesting. But then to hear Steph Diggs say he's a 5 out of 10.
Maybe that's his role in the offense, but that's who he is, right? Like, Steph Diggs is a possession receiver. That's what he is.
Mm-hmm.
He's not somebody that's going to go out there and defensively, teams are going to be like, all right, we need to double this guy. He's not going to be a guy that goes out there and goes off and kills the defense. He's a guy that is a very good possession receiver. He's a guy that he's showing he's got good hands. He can make the tough catches. But he's not – we were sitting there watching the Pittsburgh Vikings game. He's not catching a bang eight like DK Metcalf and going 80 yards.
Yeah.
That was awesome, by the way.
Yeah.
And I thought it was really impressive that Greg diagnosed the bang eight live. Yeah, it was really
– While bangers a match.
while I was enjoying the Irish nachos at Lincoln yesterday. I do want to thank everybody who came out for our Jameson brunch yesterday.
Awesome.
It was a lot of fun. And I'll tell you what, James is just getting old right before our eyes. Active, engaged, running around the place, having conversations. He's like a real human being.
Oh, there he is.
He's a real human being. Yeah. There he is.
It was awesome. You guys are all so kind.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
And it was so much fun. Honestly, it was a great. I was thinking we were walking back and how we're going to be in Rhode Island this weekend. You guys were together Saturday for Ty's event.
Mm-hmm.
And how it's just like, it feels just relaxing. Like, it's so uncommon to have people you work with.
That you like,
and to go out and have a nice, you don't like fake it like some shows, you know,
yeah.
Or another one where they don't even talk to each other. One guy's getting medevac from Nantucket. But, yeah, it was a great time. I had a blast, and the food was awesome. James was the best age right now, I would say.
I got to tell you something. The Irish nachos, which we talked about on the show beforehand, what they were going to be, they weren't quite potato chips. They were like slivers of potato.
That were crisped.
That had been crisped.
Yes.
But then they had, you had the creme fraiche.
Yep.
You had the cheese.
Some type of aioli on it.
And then you had corned beef, I think, and some bacon in there. It was really
good.
I tried one. It was fantastic.
It was delicious.
Wiggy, to be clear, because they are all over you, some are all over you in the Twitch chat.
Yep.
You're not suggesting that the New England Patriots, after this win yesterday, are on par, same level as the Buffalo Bills.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm just
you gotta clear it up for Game Dog and others.
No, that's fine. What up, Twitch? I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that when you look at the AFC, Buffalo is the best team, my opinion, but they're not so far ahead of everybody else. And if you were to say they're the best team, I don't know who would be second is what I'm saying, is that the AFC is wide open. The parity there is, I thought it was Baltimore, but I don't know. Baltimore didn't look great against the Kansas City team that
so bad in that game.
Yeah. It's like Kansas City, don't get it wrong. Like, you got Patrick Mahomes, but they're not a team that's been lighting the world on fire. Then you bring up the Chargers. I know they had some injuries, but the Chargers didn't look great. I thought Cleveland would, their defense is good, but their offense stinks. Pittsburgh, you know, you never know what's going to happen with Pittsburgh. I just don't think there's a team that, you know, you go like, oh, they dominate after Buffalo.
Well, you said it. You're going to be able to ask Mike Vrabel about the parity in the league and everything else. Mike Vrabel will join us in about 15 minutes here on a Patriots Monday from Gillette Stadium. In the meantime, rivalry renewed. Sox-Yankees, Curtis. Oh. And that three-game series gets underway tomorrow night. Ooh. Yankee Stadium, and the Red Sox down there this season are 5-2. So the Red Sox have had their number a bunch of times this season, and so seems like a very winnable wild card series for the Boston Red Sox.
And the Patriots, the Red Sox are underdogs in game one with Crochet on the mound. I feel like that's pretty good investment opportunity. Obviously, Fried's a great pitcher for the Yankees, but I am so pumped. It's going to be an awesome I've never seen a team in this playoff format. It was only the one game playing in 2021, so all the games will be at Yankee Stadium, but if they win two out of three, they'll be taking on the Jays.
Yeah. All right. Well, a lot to talk about, and valiant effort by the U.S. team in the Ryder Cup yesterday, which I thought was great television. But Wiggy didn't watch a shot because he doesn't like it, but I really enjoyed that near comeback yesterday afternoon.
I was nervous watching it, which is not that common these days ever since my Whoopi retired. Like, I don't get that emotionally invested unless BC kicks me in the nuts like they did Saturday. But Sunday, the stakes, you're alone on a tee box in one of the most difficult courses in America with the hopes of a nation on your shoulders. You can't have it. You have to win each hole.
Yeah.
And these guys in their 20s are I would be shyme against you.
Oh, Curtis, that shot by Russell Henley out of the bunker was
one of the greatest things I've ever seen.
It was, but the nerves got to him off the tee. I mean, he splayed that thing left like you did. But Cameron Young making that putt, like as a rookie,
he should have played more in the foursomes. Like, I don't know why he didn't play in the opening set of foursomes. It was disappointing.
Yeah, and he was honestly awesome. I mean, do you think Keegan Bradley should have had himself play? Like, I appreciate the.
So I don't even know that it's have himself play, but like, why are we rolling out Harris English, Colin Morikawa not once but twice? Like, that I think, like, Data Golf said it was the 132nd out of the 132nd ranked possible pair they could have put out.
Yeah, and honestly, I feel like we got screwed on the withdrawal. Like, I don't.
Can you explain that to me? Because...
Yeah. So so you end up in other you know play country v like the Sondheim Cup or whatever. If your guy has to withdraw because of an injury, the other team gets the point on the match. Ryder Cup, it's only happened twice or something, but they split, so it was a half point and a half point. That's not fair. That because Victor gets hurt and can't play, that's not the fault of the United States of America. That's on the Euros.
So what would preclude, let's say the Americans have a golfer that's just trash, and he's going to be partaking in the singles like they all do because all members of the team do.
And you tell him fake an injury.
Then we split it.
And then we can split. It's not.
Or
wait
until the matches are set up. And so whoever has Rory, whoever has the most impressive opponent from the other side, you just say, I can't play.
Yeah.
No, I mean, the Europeans were just so much better. Like, it was Scheim, it was putting. I mean,
they putted the lights out, Greg. You're 100% right.
They had 8 out of the 9 best, like, if you include the Ryder Cup, 8 of the 9 best putters in the game and on that team, and they just...
I think it was Saturday afternoon, like, when the crowds were really getting to Rory, Shane Lowry was just sinking every big putt he needed to, and that just kept them up the entire time.
What hole was it yesterday where Rory like looked at the crowd and made like a really big celebration where
everyone,
he was like puffing
it was
his
everyone.
But there
it
was one in particular. He's like screaming at the crowd, puffing his chest. I was like, all right.
He lost too. Yeah, that was my favorite part.
He did.
Oh, USA got to step their game up against the Euros.
Was there anything more on brand than Lowry winning it for the Europeans and within 30 seconds spotted having a Magner cider?
Nothing.
So you got to wait till next year. Is that the thing?
Two years.
In Ireland.
And it will be, it's in Ireland.
All right, well, circle back in 2 years. Yeah. Great golf talk.
All right, well, we have a lot to get to. And as I mentioned, that includes Mike Vrabel, who will join us here this morning at Gillette in about 10 minutes, and then we'll get to our leads at 7. They set it at 7:20, and we will definitely hear what Rory McIlroy said about the vile, verbal violence that was directed at he and his fellow Euros at Beth Page over the weekend. Boomer Esiason will join us at 8 on today's show. News with Courtney coming up at 8:20. And that includes an irrational fear today. What happened during an aggressive yawn that almost took someone's life in England? And Hill Notes at 9:20 on this morning show. And you can leave a voicemail message for us on any topic of any kind on the Odyssey app at any time. And we will play the best ones back coming up at about 9:20 this morning. Right now, to get us started, here is Courtney and what is trending first thing this morning.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
The Patriots take down the Panthers in an ass-kicking 42-13, the final at Gillette. Drake May completed 14 of 17 passes for 203 yards and 2 touchdowns, rushing in for a third. No turnovers in this one. We're going to talk to Mike Vrabel about everything that happened yesterday this morning at 6:30 a.m. on this Patriots Monday. Sunday Night Football ended in a 40-40 tie between the Packers and Cowboys. And at halftime, we got the big announcement for the Super Bowl halftime show this year. Bad Bunny is the guy. Bit of a letdown.
It's a letdown for you.
Yeah, he's a great performer. It's just, I'm not good at speaking Spanish. That's a me problem. Yeah. I understand that.
Well, people, you say your greeting to people is Buenos Aires.
Correct. Yeah.
I do like reggaeton, though. Yeah. I ain't gonna lie. I don't understand the saying, but I do like the reggaeton.
The beats are very, very good, and he does a lot of collabs, so I guess we're gonna get some people that'll probably come out with him. The Chiefs take down the Ravens 37-20. Baltimore lost more than just the game. Lamar Jackson went out with a hamstring strain. He will have further evaluations done today. Monday night sees the Jets and Dolphins at 7:15 and Bengals at Broncos at 8:15. The Red Sox clinched a wild card spot on Friday night and then went on to drop Saturday's matchup with the Tigers and win last night's 4-3. That score brought to you by the Mass State Lottery. Let's make it the best night ever. Grab your friends, pick your numbers, and celebrate the night with Keno and the Mass State Lottery. You must be 18 years or older to play. So we've got a rivalry to kick off October baseball tomorrow. The Sox will take on the Yankees in the Bronx. And after a terrible showing from the U.S. at the Ryder Cup this weekend, yesterday we had a what? Excuse me.
You okay?
Yes, I'm very, very sorry.
A little heartburn, or are we getting kicking yet?
No. This week I'm supposed to start feeling flutters, though.
Oh, okay.
So right. Wednesday I'll be 16 weeks. Oh. They say flutters start.
Okay.
Exciting. <All right. laughs>
I felt flutters after the Irish nachos yesterday.
Yes. That was gas.
Down in that same area.
Yeah. Yesterday we had a wild comeback from the U.S., but they were unable to close it as Shane Lowry delivered the crucial half point to retain the trophy. Tyrell Hatton had added another half point in the preultimate match to ensure the outright 15-13 victory. And some big Celtics news yesterday as Al Horford is headed to Golden State, verbally committing to a multi-year contract with the Warriors, according to his agent.
Did you see Grandy's tweet yesterday?
No.
They need to retire 42. Like,
to the rafters, he said.
Come on.
Yeah.
Not really.
No.
No.
He's beloved, though.
So then retire Scal's number.
Right.
I'm surprised they haven't.
Yeah.
Nah, you can't do that.
No. Lou Maloney would quit.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, I will say long. I think this is his 19th season.
Yeah.
So long career for Al Horford. Yeah. And but I don't think he's worthy of being up there.
God,
what
no.
about a tribute video?
I love a tribute
video. Okay. Yeah, right. Give him that.
Yes. There we go. Yes. That's what's trending. When we come back, we'll be joined by Mike Vrabel.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.